I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good morning. I'm Hot Wings with not a hot take. I want to do an around the room like everyone else.
Hot.
What you got?
Join us, friend.
So I had a wild weekend, guys.
A wild weekend.
I had a wild weekend. So my weekend started off Friday night as the designated driver for a couple of drunks, and I ended up going to bed at 4 a.m.
But
hell yeah, you partied.
You were up 24 hours.
I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there was like a gathering of industry people for my girlfriend, and so they were all going, and I go, well, why don't I just drop you off downtown so you don't have to drive or Uber back or whatever, and then when you're done, I'll just come get you.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. She goes, well, it might be late, and I go, I know.
At the time, were you thinking late meant like midnight? Were you aware that it could dip to...
Well, I didn't think it would be this late.
When the sun's coming up in Maine.
I didn't think it would be that late, but I knew it would be later. She goes, I'll check in with you at 9 and tell you where we're at, because we'll probably do this, and then we are going to go out with a smaller group.
The after party.
And so she checked in at 10, not 9, and then finally said, okay, I think, you know, downtown is kind of wrapping up. It was midnight.
Okay.
And I go, perfect. Be there in 10 minutes. So I show up, and then she texts again or whatever, and I go, am I pulling up or am I parking? And then she said something else, and I go, all right, I will park and walk over.
Okay.
You're still having fun. I got here too early. Dang it.
So I walk in, and it is all these industry people have immersed on this place called Z's, like locusts, and they are all feeling pretty good.
Z's had a good night on the bar tabs.
Yeah, they definitely did. A lot of people, because it was like a nice thing. So there's people in black ties and nice dresses, and they are all wasted. And I walk in as me. But I had a good time. I had a beer. I sat there, and they kept talking, and I go, all right. I mean, I'm here. So I just hung out, and we closed it down.
At 2. What did you do after that? Go for the all-night breakfast? Did you go to one of those diners?
So I had her and her friend, who are both feeling great. And so the friend came home with us, and she was sleeping in the basement and all that stuff. But they're like, we're not ready to be done. Her friend's young. She's like, you should open a bottle of something. And I go, oh, boy. All right, guys. And so, I mean, the next thing you know, I'm standing there. I'm just hanging out, and they're having like a dance party in a kitchen. And I go, this is wild.
Man, how your life has changed.
Right?
I mean, it was pretty hilarious. And they were having a blast. And so anyway, yeah, finally went to bed at like 4.
Oh, my God.
And then I got up early, and then I drove to Detroit and met my buddies for a guy's weekend in Detroit.
I did see some pictures of that. It looked like a good time.
So yeah, I meant to post some stuff, and I was going to do it last night and didn't get around to it. I'll get to that part later. And so anyway, that was a blast. So it was another late night, though. We started off at a really nice restaurant right next to the skating rink, and the Christmas tree is still up in downtown Detroit.
Yeah.
Awesome. Walked around. We went to a jazz club called Cliff Bell's, which is just an awesome place. Like, if
when
you
people
like,
think of Detroit, they always think jazz.
Absolutely. So this place, the building it's from like the 1920s. So it's all Art Deco, and it's cool. It's a cool vibe. And so we went there and then left there at 9 o'clock and went to 2 more bars.
Jeez.
Who is this? Right.
And yeah, I think got to bed probably at like 1:30 or something like that. And I'm like, oh my God.
So last night you probably just wanted to go to bed.
So yeah, last night I was like, okay, this is great. So I got home and I did a couple of things and then ran some errands, and I had gone to dinner with my girlfriend, and I go, all right, it's time to go home. So I'm heading home, and I remember thinking, the transmission is acting a little aggressive, but it settled down. I didn't really think twice about it. And then the next thing you know, I'm coasting to make a left-hand turn, and all the dash went crazy. And it says, restart vehicle. And I'm like, I'm still moving.
Driving.
So I'm trying to restart it, but everything's electronic now. Nothing's mechanical. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't know what to do here. So I coasted off to the side, and I go, all right. And I mean, something just wigged out, whatever. I'll just restart it, and it goes,
Oh, wow.
It almost had a sound like the battery was dead, but the battery was way not dead.
It's a battery's death rattle.
And I think, I'm not sure because I'm not a mechanic, but I'm pretty sure that my 2024 GMC Sierra is one with one of those bad motors. I think it bricked itself.
Wow. I mean, good news, new motor coming your way, right?
Presumably.
A lot of times they say if they can make it through the first year or two, they're going to be okay.
The drag is, so it's part of a massive recall, and I took it in for the recall. It was like, you know, they're supposed to inspect it, and it's either a, okay, yeah, there's a faulty part in there, and we're going to either, you know, replace the whole engine, or nothing's bad yet, it looks fine, so we're going to change the oil and do that, and like they put thicker oil in it, whatever, and it should be good. But so I had that done already, so I think they did that, and we're like, well, hope for the best. That was about a month ago. But the only reason I'm not super upset, I mean, I am upset about it, but it could have been so much worse because I was just in Detroit. If that had died on the Lodge Freeway or something, I would have been, well, hell, I might have been killed. I mean, that's like, well, I don't mean by
that's
like
what a, they say, if your car breaks down in Detroit, you're dead.
This gets crazier and crazier.
Well, I just mean
from the guy who brought you this town of chaos.
Yeah, no. Well,
if your car breaks down, you're dead.
What I mean by that is because like there are some like dangerous highway areas through there or the freeways where it's real narrow. There's not a lot of places to go
and there's no exit.
And no exit. And so, you know, all it takes is a semi coming around and doesn't see you and then smash and you're dead, right? Like, so that's why I was like, I could be really upset about this. But, man, I mean, of all the terrible scenarios, this is the best way for this terrible thing to have happened.
Right?
Proud of you, man. That's a very silver lining.
Very evolved.
Yeah. I felt really good about myself.
Yeah, good job.
I lost my S0 last night. I couldn't have been. I was like, well, this blows. And I immediately look up and I go, what's a tow truck company in my town? Because they'll probably be the fastest. And called up. They answered right away. I go, when can you be here? They go, 20 minutes. And I go, sweet.
Sweet. I don't sleep anyway.
And then I said, hey.
Take me to a bar.
Do I need to get a ride or are you willing to drop me off at my house? He goes, I can drop you off. I go, sweet.
Even better.
I didn't know you could request that.
Yeah.
I'll just drop you off. I guess you were really close.
It was on the way, kind of. I mean, it was a mile out of the way. So, yeah, he couldn't have been cooler. So, thank you, J&K Towing.
Oh, now you've got a tow truck buddy.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that was my... it was a wild weekend. Normally, my weekend is, what did you do? Well, I mostly stayed home. I wore flannel and thought about things I should be doing but didn't.
Move some shelves.
That's
what I did.
Yeah.
My favorite is I usually reach out to the show members sometimes on vacation, and I used to be better about it on the weekends of send pictures, whatever I do this weekend. My favorite's always Steve's got like a really close-up selfie with the kids. Freebeer, you travel a lot for work. Malin, Tommy are out and about. I can always guarantee on Hot Wings. I didn't do much, but I did like pull my kids on the four-wheeler with a trash can top behind it.
Yes.
And I'm like, you gotta do something really cool.
Yeah.
Or I didn't document it, but Bob went on like a 20-mile journey with a GoPro. And I'm like, what? This is funny, dude. Like,